I haven't been doing television for a while because I've been living and working in Las Vegas for the past 16 years. I know people say, why did you do that? Why did you live in Las Vegas? And you know what? I have to tell you, strangely, it's one of the only places a comedian can have a normal life. Isn't that weird? Because I took a car to my show and the audience took a plane. And since I haven't been very visible for a while, whenever I'm walking around, people, they kind of look at me and they think they recognize me, but they're not sure from where. And I can see their brains going and they're thinking, is she a math teacher who failed me in high school? Is she a meter maid who gave me a ticket? And finally, this one guy stopped me and said, I know you from television. And I said, oh, you do? And he said, yes, you were a juror on Law and Order. And I said, yes, I was, because you know what? I'm a people pleaser. I don't want to tell anyone they're wrong. And he continued on and said, well, I thought you were right. I also thought he was guilty. And I said, well, the evidence was overwhelming. And I continued on, and another lady stopped me and said, I don't want to insult you, but you look a lot like Rita Rudner. What do you say to that? I said, well, I'm not. I was a juror on Law and Order. Stop traveling was I have a daughter, and my husband and I wanted to raise our daughter together. Strange concept. And she's 15 now. Yes, I have to say it's not easy being a teenager. I kind of feel sorry for her. She recently sprained both of her optic nerves by rolling her eyes at me. And she used to listen to me. What happened to that? Now she only takes the advice of her peers, so I give her friend Isabella $10 a week to tell her to stand up straight. And boys are starting to come into the picture. That's going to be such a nightmare. She always had bad taste. Really, even in Gymboree, she liked the little boy with the low diapers. And all these things are going on in high school. The sexting? Well, I know. But it's hard to tell someone not to do something when you've done it yourself. Well, it was a long, long time ago, and it was on an Etch-a-Sketch. But I'm trying to not make the same mistakes my parents made. They were so overprotective. Oh my gosh, my tricycle had 7 wheels, you know, and a driver. My parents wouldn't even push me on the swing. They'd just sit me on the swing and run back and forth and say, it looks similar to this. And you can't protect a child. Things happen out in the world. Her name is Molly, so let's call her Molly. She was about 8 years old. We're in a car, and the man in the car in back of me hated me because I was driving too slowly, and he was in a hurry, and it was so important that he get to the red light in front of me. And he starts honking at me and couldn't stand it anymore. And finally, he came alongside of me and gave me the finger in the window. Aww. Is that terrible? I know, and Molly saw it. And she said, Mommy, why did Daddy make that sign at you? The mother-daughter relationship is always a little bit tense, but we get along great. There was one time I have to tell you about. We were in London because my husband Martin, his name is Martin, so let's call him Martin. We were in London, he's English, and we were visiting his parents, and I had had enough. So I decided to take Molly on a little trip to France and to Germany, do some sightseeing, and they check your passports very carefully when you're going through the border because they want to make sure you're not kidnapping a child. And Molly and I had just had a tremendous argument because she wouldn't put on her jacket because it's winter. Why would you put on a jacket? And she was so angry at me. And we're going through the passport control, and the officer looked at me and then looked at Molly and said, is this your mother? And Molly said, yes. And he said, is she a good mother? And Molly said, no, I hate her. And the officer said, you can go, you're her mother. But time is going past so quickly, she's growing up. Oh, I remember when her favorite game was hide and seek. It was my favorite game too, because I didn't look for her right away. But she's in the 10th grade. High school's almost over, it gets so expensive. Luckily, Martin and I thought ahead, and when Molly was a baby, we put away some money for bail. So, what am I gonna do the day she leaves the house? It's gonna be excruciating. I was talking to my friend Cindy about it, and she said, you know what, Rita, don't worry, because college is only 4 years, and then they come home and they live with you for the rest of their lives. Because she has a son, wait, you hear? He went to Ivy League college, came home, lives in the basement, and he's a bouncer. Not at a nightclub, he just has a ball and he likes to bounce it. And I am an older mother. I have to tell you, we adopted Molly because, well, okay, I'll tell you, because women, we always tell strangers intimate details about our lives. We do. And I couldn't, I tried to get pregnant, but I couldn't. And it turned out that when I was younger, I'd made some mistakes. And I'd spent too much time in jacuzzis. And what had happened was that I had accidentally hard-boiled my eggs. So sad. And Martin and I discussed surrogacy. I went to a doctor, and he explained the procedure very thoroughly. He said, what I'm going to have to do here is take the eggs out of a young girl and fertilize them with your husband's sperm. And Martin said, wait a second, why do you have to take the eggs out? So we adopted. Yes, we did. And I used to worry about being an older mother, but you know what, you can share things with your child that you can't share when you're younger. I remember that very special day when we both lost some teeth at the same time. And that very first picture she drew of me, I said, Molly, I love it, it's so special. Maybe next time you could draw mommy's breast just a little higher. That'd be nice. There are other reasons it's good to be an older mother. Molly said, Mommy, when did you get your ears pierced? And I said, when I was 13. And she said, well, I want to get my ears pierced when I'm 12 because I want to do everything 1 year younger than you. I said, okay. She said, when did you get your first cell phone? I said, when I was 47. And now she doesn't need a mother because she has a phone. And Siri, who lives in the phone, is very smart, much smarter than her mother. I'm not too fond of Siri. Let me tell you what Siri did to me. The first thing Molly did was ask Siri, who is Rita Rudner? And Siri said, Rita Rudner is a comedian who was born September 17th, 19. I said, turn Siri off now. But she didn't, and Siri kept talking. And Siri said, Rita Rudner was born September 17th, 1953. And I'll wait while you all do the math. Raise your hand when you have the answer, yes. And I had been lying to Molly and to the country. And USA Today didn't find out, and Entertainment Tonight didn't find out, but Siri knows people. And Molly remembered, and Molly said, Mommy, you said you were born in 1955, and Siri said you were born in 1953. And I said, well, I guess I'm gonna have to tell you the truth, but please keep it to yourself, because not many people know this, but Siri has a drinking problem. It's good to be an older mother. As I watch my friends make mistakes, I don't make them. They take their kids to Disneyland. When they're 2 and 3 years old, the kids don't remember it. I waited till Molly was 10, and she said, Mommy, will you take me to Disneyland? And I said, I took you, you didn't like it. They're learning about the world in school. She asked me about terrorists, and oh gosh, I said, all I know about terrorists is they know they're doing something wrong. Otherwise, they wouldn't cover their faces while they were doing it. When men do something they're proud of, they very rarely want to remain incognito. Here's something I've never seen. Touchdown. Can I tell you something about that joke? Okay, here's the backstory to the joke. I used to do it about the KKK, but then they marched in Charlottesville and they took off their sheets. Not only did they disgrace America, they ruined my joke. And they said, we took our sheets off because we wanted everyone to see we're not scary, we're good-looking people. And I had a look at the footage and maybe they should put the sheets back on. And I have to tell you, I'm a little obsessed with the sheets. And I was wondering if wealthy white supremacists wear sheets with a higher thread count. Just wondering. Do lazy white supremacists wear the no iron? And in the winter, do they put blankets over their sheets? These are things I need to know. And I don't do a lot of politics in my act, but if we can't stand up against white supremacy and anti-Semitism, who are we? And who am I? However, hatred is another story, because I've hated. I've hated. I hated my neighbor, not because of race or skin color. He was just a creep. And he was inconsiderate, and he used to have pool parties till 3 a.m. in my pool. And my dad hated, too, but he kept his hatred confined to our family. My dad hated his sister and didn't talk to her for about 40 years. And my dad wasn't well, and I knew he was going to pass away. And I said, why do you hate Aunt Sylvie? And you know what he said? I can't remember. Yeah, so before he died, I got them together, and they were able to talk. And I was so happy that I did, because before my dad died, he was able to remember why he hated her. Difficult conversations you have to have in your life. Oh, wait till I tell you. I'm watching The Animal Planet with Molly. You think you can watch The Animal Planet with your child? Oh, no. All of a sudden, a commercial comes on for, wait till you hear, catheters. Molly's 11 years old. Mommy, what's a catheter? And I wanted to say, why don't you ask Siri? Siri knows everything. But I didn't. I said, it's my job. I'm her mother. And I said, Molly, sometimes when people get older, they didn't come out, but I tried again. And I said, Molly, sometimes after an operation, you seem oh, it was so difficult. But finally, I said, you know, Molly, a catheter is a thermometer for cats. Best I could do. Is changing fast, isn't it? I'm trying to stay relevant. I'm changing my name to Lady Haha. And I'm not sure if you can tell by just looking at me, but I've Ubered. Yes, I have. I have Ubered. It wasn't easy for me to Uber. All my life, my parents said, never get into a car with a stranger. Now what I do is I wait on a dark street corner for a sketchy car to pull up, driven by a total stranger, and I get in, and I tell them where I live. And appliances are getting so intuitive. I tell you what happened. I was in an airport, and I went into the ladies' room, and I went into one of those stalls, and I closed the door behind me, and you know what happened? The toilet flushed. And just for a second, I thought, maybe I'm wrong, maybe I already went. And did you know that robots are gonna replace pets soon? I know that's gonna be such a difficult conversation. How am I gonna tell my dog she's out of a job? to follow everything. I was in a drugstore. I saw a little box of X-lax. It said, follow me on Twitter. I know where it's going. I don't want to follow it. And you can't just buy things anymore. People want so much information. I bought a frying pan. The sales lady said, name, address, phone number, zip code, email. I said, can I ask you something? She said, yes. I said, are you planning to stay in touch with this pan? She said, no, but you can follow it on Twitter. I don't want... Why didn't anyone tell me I was going to have to memorize so many passwords in my life? Oh, are you feeling my pain? Because I feel yours. I tried so hard and I got locked out of my own bank account because I tried to reset the password and I couldn't remember my mother's maiden name, and then I did it wrong, and then it was going to be 4 days before they'd allow me. So finally I had no choice. I had to hire a hacker. But now they have one password. It's a new app, and you just have to remember one password, and you put all your passwords underneath that one password. So I did that, and I forgot that one password. And but there are all these new websites, too. Findyourfamily.com, that's a new website. Is there anyone here who thinks what they need in their lives is more relatives? And I did try that one where you find your ancestors, and I'm not sure how valid it is, but I did the thing, you spit in the envelope and you send it in, and the results were kind of interesting. You know what? It turns out my great-great-grandfather is SpongeBob SquarePants. No. And I recently had a death in my family. My phone died. And that's your best friend. Your phone is your best friend now. And it just went dead. And, you know, everyone says, turn it off and on again. And so I said, I can't do that. So I called the hotline, and they, 20 minutes later, I talked to someone in India who said, Deb, you turned it off and on, you know? And I said, well, it's already off, so I can't turn it off. And if I could turn it on, I wouldn't be having this conversation. So I made a genius appointment at the genius store with one of the genius people. And I guess all the geniuses were in genius school that day, because I got a teenager with blue hair and a ripped t-shirt. But he was a teenager and he was a genius, and that's why he didn't say turn it off and on again. He looked at it and said, ooh, your phone's dead. And he went on and he said, oh, sometimes it happens. That's what he said. Then he asked me, did you back it up on the cloud? And I said, no. And he said, well, why not? And I said, because I'm 64 and I have no idea what you're talking about. He said, well, you should have backed it up on the cloud. I said, stop saying cloud. And he said, but the cloud. I said, okay, now get your mother on the phone. I guess he was a genius, because I walked in, I wanted him to fix my phone, and I ended up spending $800. And I hate not getting a bargain, because this is the time in the world where you can get such good deals. You go on eBay. You know what I got? Oh, I got the best deal on a pair of eclipse glasses the day after the eclipse. They always ask me the same question. Did you find everything okay? I always want to say, why, have you been hiding stuff? It used to be relaxing to walk in a mall, but no more because of the kiosks in the middle. The people are getting so aggressive. They used to first say, excuse me, then they started handing samples. I don't know if you've been recently, but now they're using tuna nets. And but I was walking around the mall, and you know what? I think I have spotted a gap in the marketplace, because all the dresses and all the store windows are so short and tight. I have decided to open up my own store. I hope you will all join me in shopping in Forever 51. Oh, it's gonna be fantastic. We're gonna have long sleeve bathing suits. And all the size 12s are gonna be marked size 4. You know, shopping malls are everywhere now, even in airports. It's like they're not like malls. And I was walking, at a layover in one of those airports, and you know what? There was a luggage store in the airport. And I was thinking, who buys luggage in an airport? That must be the ultimate procrastinator. Well, I got my clothes, getting ready to get on the plane. Okay, I guess I'll buy a suitcase. I can't save money. But money managers, they don't have very good track records. Some of my friends were talking. One of my friends said, I gave my money manager $10,000. He lost it all. And my next friend said, I gave my money manager $10,000. He lost half of it. And my next friend said, he sounds good. What's his name? Everything. You know, it's getting real expensive. I've noticed restaurants. And oh my gosh, I can't order anything market price. Let me warn you, those lobsters have very high opinions of themselves. But Martin and I went to one of these celebrity chef restaurants for our anniversary. There was a Kobe beef steak on the menu. Wait till you hear this, for $150. I know, and Martin asked the waiter, why does the steak cost $150? And the waiter said, this meat comes from the happiest cows in the world. These cows have experienced absolutely no aggravation and no frustration in their entire lives. And Martin said, you mean to tell me that this steak cost $150 because it comes from an unmarried cow? Those fancy restaurants anyway, when they come around at the end of the meal with that crumb scraper, if that doesn't make you feel like a monkey at the zoo. But we're getting much kinder to our animals before we murder them. Really, look on the menus now. They had sustainable fish, grass-fed beef. I had some delicious tickle chicken. A good thing about getting older is I have vintage clothes and I'm the original owner. So this dress I originally wore in Comic Relief in 2006, thank the Lord it stretches. And I don't have Spanx on either. Gaffer tape, yes. Tried duct tape, but it didn't hold. I don't give any of my clothes. I have my clothes carefully divided up into three groups. Clothes I can wear now. Clothes I might be able to wear again at some point. And clothes I'm never, ever going to be able to wear again, even if someone cuts me in half. I have a pair of jeans. I'm telling you, the Israelis and Palestinians have a better chance of getting together than this zipper. I won't give up. There's always a chance I could get shingles and lose a few pounds. Because women were always trying to get into better shape, but I have friends now who are having operations. Not a good idea. One of my friends had that balloon put in her stomach, but you know what happened? She sneezed and it came undone and she flew around the room. Even the supplements are dangerous. One of my friends took one of those supplements that you see on TV, guaranteed she would lose 5 inches. She got shorter. Women, we like to exercise, but we like to exercise and talk. I have two friends, they like to jog and talk, they biked and talked, swam and drowned. I mean, even my great-great-grandmother used to take yoga, always bragging about how limber she was. I could touch the back of my knee to my nose. No, she had a fake leg, that didn't count. Come on. So I have given this subject a lot of thought, and I have decided that as an older woman, I do not want to be in really good shape, and I'll tell you why. Because I don't want to be one of those women who looks great from the back and then turns around and frightens people. I think the back should match the front. That's what I think. And you know what I love now? Compliments. Compliments make me so happy. And I find as time goes by, I'm less picky about compliments. The other day, I was giving blood and the technician said, nice veins. And I said, allow me to take you to dinner. Thank you. compliments are kind of underhanded. I was trying a dress on in a store and a saleswoman said to me, "That's a very forgiving dress." I know. I said, "Then you'll forgive me if I don't buy it from you. Thank you so much." When I was younger, I was insulted by compliments. I'd be walking down the street in Manhattan and a construction worker would yell out, "Yo, mama, bring it over here." And I'd think to myself, "Well, you animal, treated me like a piece of meat." The other day, I was walking down the street and a man who'd recently regained consciousness rolled out from under a bench and vomit dribbled down his chin. And he opened up his crusty, pussy, bloodshot eyes. And he said, "You know, you're a good-looking woman." And I said, "And you, sir, are a fine gentleman with excellent taste. Thank you so much." I knew you didn't put fabric softener in meatloaf. It was embarrassing in school when we traded lunches. I had to throw in an article of clothing. But she kept trying to, and before she died, you know what? She got a cookbook published under fiction. But still. And my mom passed away. My mom passed away before my dad. My dad wanted to die first because he had something funny to write on his tombstone, and he was that kind of guy. He wanted to write, as usual, "I'm waiting for my wife." And my dad almost died like a month later because he couldn't find anything to eat in the refrigerator. And then he got married again and my stepmother started to feed him. And then you know what? She died too. I know, it wasn't, it was natural causes. It wasn't a Dateline mystery or anything. Have you seen that Dateline mystery? If the wife is dead, it's always the husband who did it. The big mystery to me is how they make that show last an hour. But time is marching on. I need glasses. I don't wear them, though. I find it much more interesting to see a shape and try and figure out what it is. I have to admit, I've petted a few fire hydrants. But as an older woman, I have a few complaints. Sometimes I feel ignored. I got an unsolicited phone call the other day. I usually hang up, but I stayed on the line because the voice on the other end said, "We're looking for the opinion of women of all ages." I said, well, all ages. I'm in that demographic. They said, "Are you 18 to 29? I said, "No." 29 to 39? I said, "No." 39 to 49? I said, "No." They hung up. But that's only in America. There are some countries where older women are worshipped. Only kidding. But it's difficult for older women to get on network television these days, too, unless you're doing an advertisement for either osteoporosis or incontinence. That being said, I do have an opportunity coming up next year. I'm not counting on it because it's still not for sure. I still have to figure out a way to get shingles. I blame advertisers because advertisers only want to appeal to people in their 20s. They think people over 50 have no money, and we do. It's just that we keep having to give it to people in their 20s.